What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 430. In this episode, I'll discuss how to become a peer reviewer for a medical journal. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode430. One common reason for a pharmacist to wish to become a peer reviewer for a journal is to satisfy ASHP standards for preceptors in the area of ongoing professionalism. Additionally, being a peer reviewer helps uphold the scientific process, supports your favorite journal, and helps establish professional relationships. To become a peer reviewer, consider the following three steps. 1. Prepare your public profile. 2. Reach out to journals. 3. Watch out for pitfalls. Having a professional presence on social media is helpful because of the common practice of performing internet research on prospective associates. If your employer conducts an internet search prior to hiring, you can reasonably predict that an editorial board may do the same. At a minimum, I would consider a LinkedIn profile and possibly one other social media such as Twitter. Complete every part of the LinkedIn profile and follow or connect with professional organizations and the journals you want to review for. Your CV will also be requested early on in the process of becoming a peer reviewer. It's best to update your CV now so that there will be no delay when a journal editor requests it. Reaching out to journals to offer your services can be done both directly and indirectly. To directly reach out to journals, identify the journal you wish to review for, then search their site for instructions on how to become a reviewer. Major publishers such as Elsevier and Wiley have detailed instructions on how to get started as a reviewer, and I have direct links in the show notes to both of those publishers and their processes on how to become a reviewer. To reach out indirectly, network with other professionals, tell them you're interested in becoming a reviewer, and ask them to recommend you to journal editors or as recommended reviewers for specific articles. My director of pharmacy and chief of nephrology at my hospital connected me with opportunities to review articles in the past. Shout out to Pharmacy Tom and Nephrology Jorge. 3 pitfalls to be aware of in this process are: number 1, don't give up too soon. Expect this process to take a while. Even after you're accepted as a reviewer, it may take months for you to receive a request to perform a review. Number 2, don't underestimate the time that it will take for you to complete the review. You'll likely need to read the manuscript more than once, do some research, and take time to compose your thoughtful feedback. And number 3, don't associate with predatory journals. These journals often do not have a legitimate review process, and you do not want to be associated with them due to their negative reputations. Predatory journals are those that solicit articles from unsuspecting or novice researchers and collect a publication fee from the researcher. They can usually be identified due to an unprofessional website, grammatical errors on their site, and having an inconsistent publication schedule. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to preceptor development resources such as the comprehensive training on understanding fulfilling the ASHP accreditation requirements for residency preceptors. To get immediate access to these resources, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. If you're interested in using the Hospital Pharmacy Academy to provide preceptor development resources to support your preceptors and enhance the experience you provide to your residents and students, have a manager or director fill out the form at pharmacyjoe.com/group. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.